Washoe County District Attorney Chris Hicks announces that a jury has convicted Amit Banwala Singh of exploitation of an elderly person and attempt to obtain money under false pretenses. The case was handled in partnership by the Reno Police Department, the Truckee Police Department, and the United States Secret Service Reno Resident Office. District Attorney Chris Hicks had this to say about it.
Older members of our community deserve protection, dignity, and peace of mind, not manipulation and financial devastation at the hands of organized fraudsters. We will continue working with our law enforcement partners to aggressively pursue and punish anyone who seeks to prey on vulnerable citizens.
Now, the defendant is a member of a large fraud group that targets older and vulnerable citizens by using phone scams. The 64-year-old victim in this case received a scam Amazon text, which led to her calling an unknown co-conspirator who was pretending to be a federal agent investigating the victim for money laundering. The victim was then manipulated into making three separate deliveries of money and gold in various cities in California, with the promise that her assets would be returned once the, quote, investigation was over. The victim lost close to $500,000. After the third delivery, the woman reported the incident to Truckee police, saying she was being asked for another asset surrender, this time from her retirement account. An investigation by Truckee found the defendant's car, and the victim was able to identify him as one of the men involved in the scam. Truckee contacted Reno police and the United States Secret Service Reno office to assist in a joint sting operation, as the victim had been coming to Reno to purchase the gold. Banwala Singh and a co-defendant in the case, Neil Kumar, were subsequently arrested during the operation. The state was represented by Deputy District Attorney Yu Meng. Sentencing for Banwala Singh is set for April 23rd before the Honorable David Hardy. He faces up to 30 years in prison. Kumar is set to go to trial before Judge Hardy on July 27th of this year.